Okay, good morning. I think I got everything working. We do so far. Good morning, everyone. Thank you for joining today's TR90 Weight Management Call. My name is Frank Lomas. I'm your host today, and I'm joining from my home here in Lompoc, California, 54 miles north of Santa Barbara on California's beautiful Central Coast. My business background before NuScale was a workaholic mortgage broker and small business owner, and I now enjoy my carpet commute, walking from one bedroom to another to grow my business. In my youth, I competed in one event in bodybuilding and weightlifting, and I stay active today with weightlifting, walking, and calisthenics. I got a clear bill of health from my doctor yesterday. I can head back to the gym today, so I'm so excited. These calls occur at 6:40 to 6:55 a.m. Pacific time, Monday through Friday. To listen live, call 712-775-8972. Wait for the prompt, and then enter PIN code 910-022. Our panel makes these calls to support your efforts with the AgeLock TR90 program, based on three program components clinically shown to help you look leaner and healthier in 90 days. The primary components are products, eating, and exercise. Contact your personal NuScale representative or NuScale product support for more details on the program, and, of course, check in here each weekday for tips to help you stay connected and informed. You can find an archive of these calls on SoundCloud.com. That's SoundCloud.com, or your favorite podcast app by searching for either TR90, the product title, TR90, or my name, Frank Lomas, L-O-M-A-S, or Solutions for Anti-Aging, one word with a numeral 4 in there, Solutions for Anti-Aging. Today's topic is debunking 15 popular myths about nutrition. This is about a two-week-old article by Sam Wisnant, W-I-S-N-A-N-T, who appeared on Guide to Free online, and let's get rolling here. Debunking 15 popular myths about nutrition. In today's world, inundated with diet trends and conflicting nutrition advice, it's crucial to distinguish between fact and fiction to make informed decisions about our health. From demonizing certain food groups to promoting quick fix solutions, numerous myths about nutrition abound. First myth. Carbs are the enemy. Contrary to popular belief, carbohydrates are an essential source of energy for the body, especially when consumed in their whole, unprocessed form. Another myth, all fats are bad. While certain fats like trans fats should be limited, healthy fats found in avocados, nuts, and olive oil are beneficial for heart and overall well-being, heart health and overall well-being. Skipping meals helps with weight loss. Skipping meals can actually lead to overeating later in the day and slow down in your metabolism, making it harder to maintain a healthy weight. Fruit should be avoided due to sugar content. While fruits do contain natural sugars, they also provide essential vitamins, minerals, and fiber, making them a nutritious part of a balanced diet. Get those colors in front of you, all those fruits and vegetables. Myth, gluten-free means healthier. If you have celiac disease or gluten intolerance, then gluten-free is the way to go. If not, keep in mind that gluten-free products may lack essential nutrients found in whole grains. I'm a gluten glutton. Myth, eating late at night causes weight gain. It's not the time of day that matters, but rather the total amount of calories consumed throughout the day that affect weight management. More calories in the morning or more calories in the morning, just like there's more calories in at night. It's really not the time of day, it's the amount of calories. Myth, all organic food are more nutritious. All organic foods are more nutritious. While organic foods may reduce exposure to pesticides and other chemicals, they're not inherently more nutritious than conventionally grown counterparts. I know, I've sampled some organic foods and thought they taste like crud. So it wasn't, didn't light up my boat. Myth, egg yolks are unhealthy. Egg yolks are rich in essential nutrients like vitamin A, D, and E, as well as healthy fats and protein, making them a nutritious part of a balanced diet. People get these weird ideas. Myth, low-fat foods are always better. Many low-fat foods compensate for the reduced fat content by adding extra sugar or artificial ingredients, which can be detrimental to health. Additionally, low-fat foods may lack the satiety provided by healthy fats, leading individuals to consume larger portions or seek out additional snacks. Another myth. Detox diets cleanse the body. The body has its own natural detoxification system. And there's little, I'm going to say it again, there's little scientific evidence to support the effectiveness of detox diets in removing toxins. Just put your whole body in the washing machine, maybe. Try that. Not being serious, guys. Myth. I only get sued because mine jumped in the washing machine. Myth. Red meat should be avoided. Lean cuts of red meat can be part of a healthy diet when consumed in moderation and balanced with plenty of fruits, vegetables, and whole grains. We probably eat our red meat comes from something, probably a hamburger that we might have a hamburger maybe a couple times a month. Most of our we consume are fish and chicken. Fish and chicken a lot. Not to be too much red meat. Myth. All calories are created equal. While calories are important for weight management, the source of those calories, whether from nutrient-dense foods or processed junk foods, plays a significant role in overall health. Myth. Excuse me. Coffee is dehydrating. While caffeine is a diuretic, moderate coffee consumption is not dehydrating and can contribute to overall hydration levels. Let's see, myth. Sea salt is healthier than table salt. Both sea salt and table salt contain sodium. An excessive consumption of either can increase the risk of high blood pressure and other healthy issues. The only real difference between all different salts is the minerals that give it flavoring, but otherwise salt is it sodium nitrate? I think that's what it is. Something like, anyway, during my chemistry table there, but salt. Myth. Supplements can replace a balanced diet. While supplements can be beneficial for filling nutrition gaps, they should not be relied upon to replace a varied and balanced diet rich in the whole foods. The question we have, and we talk about this with our LifePak products, which are complete comprehensive nutritional supplements, depending on the LifePak all the way up to the LifePak Nano, is not that they replace fruits and vegetables, that will you actually eat enough fruits and vegetables throughout the day? And the reality that we discovered over years of research is that most people do not. And so therefore you need to supplement unless you're going to start eating all the required, consuming all the fruits and vegetables that are recommended each day. And again, most people simply don't do that. So a high quality supplement that's taken twice a day, by the way, that's one reason why one a day is such a goofball, just call that thing a damn toilet torpedo, is that a lot of the stuff you take in are water soluble. And so you need to replenish it throughout the day. So that's why with LifePak products, you're taking it in the morning and again in the evening, twice a day, so it saturates your body throughout the course of a day. And so supplements can't replace the balanced diet, but they sure can help because most people don't eat a balanced diet. Hope that makes some sense. And let's see here. Might have come to the end of it. Yep, that was it. So let's see if I can backtrack here. Supplements can replace a balanced diet. Not true. Myth, sea salt is healthier than table salt. Not true. Coffee is dehydrating. Only if you drink 10,000 cups a day, I guess. You know, if you drink one or two cups a day, you're going to be all right. Myth, all calories are created equal. Not true. Calories from chips are not the same as calories from an apple. One has some actual nutrition in it. One just, hey, you like salty chips, like me. Red meat should be avoided. Actually, it's not that it should be avoided. If you eat in moderation. Detox cleanses the body. Kind of bogus to begin with in the first place. You know, just eat normally. low-fat foods are always better. Not necessarily. I keep trying to go for it. Egg yolks are unhealthy, and again, they have rich essential nutrients, A, D, and E. All organic foods are more nutritious, and that's not correct. They're just grown differently without the pesticides and all that stuff. Myth, eating late night causes weight gain. No, eating extra anytime, the unnecessary will help you gain weight. And a boss used to say, it's not what you like that makes you fat, it's what you get to eat. Gluten-free means healthier? Again, not necessary. Correct. Meth, fruit should be avoided due to sugar content. Skipping meals help with weight loss? Not really. You tend to overeat some other time of the day because you skip a meal and you're starving. All fats are bad. Your body needs some fats from like avocados and other things. Carbs are the enemy? Nope. Essential source for your body to operate. We might have gotten to the beginning. Yeah, that was it. 15 popular myths about nutrition. So once again, I remind you these calls are recorded. I'll bring everything current today by early mid-morning this morning and post it out there on SoundCloud.com. And if you're looking, if you haven't bookmarked the link from SoundCloud, go to SoundCloud.com, type in my name, Frank Lomas, L-O-M-A-S, or TR90 or Solutions for Anti-Aging. So we will find the current TR90 archives. You'll find our archives on our biophotonic scanner. You'll find archives on some of our scientists speaking. I mean, quite a bit of information archived there over the last 10, 15 years, so have at it. With that, let's open up the line. Maybe. There we go.
Maybe you'll open this up.
Here's what this page of the computer is going to do.
Well, you know, and you were saying, you know, all thoughts are bad, and I'm just going, wait a second, our brain is mostly made up of fat and needs fat to function. So
yeah.
It's the right type of fat that you need. Oh, so tomorrow I am talking about main dishes, so that'll be fun too.
Okay, excellent. So, all right, folks, be sure to call back in tomorrow, and I'll be back again on Thursday with another topic. And so go out today and make it a great day, and I'll see you again in a day or so. Thanks for joining us. Bye, everybody. Thanks, Susan.
Bye-bye. Thank you, Frank.